Hey, beautiful people. This is Nkechi, and I'm just hopping in to set the scene. You are currently listening to Talk Crypto to Me. There are over 15 plus episodes in this particular series, so make sure you get a listen to all of them. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. And make sure you join our community by becoming a member at www.nkechi.club. That's N-K-E-C-H-I.club. All right, let's go ahead and get into the episode, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Enjoy.
Real quick, let me do your intro, Giuseppe. If you guys don't know who Giuseppe is, this guy got so much Bitcoin, and you need to stop saying how much Bitcoin you have, bro, because somebody gonna run up on you. But this man here was investing in crypto even before me, and I invested in crypto a long time ago. This man here, he's no joke. He owns over 200 plus real estate properties, and he owns just a crap load of BTC. So what's up, Giuseppe?
Thank you so much for the intro. I started to invest in crypto 2010 when one guy told me, listen, I invested from 1997, long time in stock in Italy before because I'm Italian and after in USA. And I love to talk here about that. And I ate in some other room. Why? I tell you, when Dogecoin was 60 cents, I remember very well, I don't want to tell the name of the room, the stupid guy give the advice, but everything now, okay? This is who followed the stupid, another stupid. He sell the real estate property. He bought over $1 million, the Deutsche coin, when it was 62 cents, okay? He sell everything when it was 32 cents. Why? Cryptocurrency stock is not for everything, so for everybody, sorry. Why? I start to invest a long time, but I have my method and never change. And I give this to number. Never change what? I have, for example, 1% of rent. The property in AKG has grown. There are today 507 property. I have my method. I have 1% of the save money. And I bought all month the same cryptocurrency. Okay. But why? It's dangerous for me, cryptocurrency. When you heard in some room people say, charge the money of the credit card and you buy some name I don't want to tell because I don't want to give any
absolute... Oh, no, but I've heard that before.
Yeah, but trust me, in some room they told that. They are crazy.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
Yeah, but I show you that I'm so integrity because 1 month ago, I started to bought Satima. I bought $1,000 1 month ago. Today, $1,000, there are $11,000. But I never bought other. Also, same thing, Shiba. I started to buy Shiba 5 months ago. Totally, I bought $5,000, okay, in a different time, okay? These are $5,000. Today, there are $67,000. But
it's crazy how much.
Yeah, it's for this, I love real estate. I hate. This is dangerous because people are crazy. Why I told you that? Very quickly. Like Warren Buffett, not Giuseppe Cicorella said. When everybody know about something, it's only because it's not more deal. Dogecoin, I started to buy Dogecoin when it was three cents.
Yes.
Everybody when was 16. It's not deal. The same thing Shiba, the same Satima. Need to be careful because you need to have experience. And the best investment ever, 1997, I start to invest in some stock every month is, for example, $100 and never change. If you want to have a grow, more profit, grow, and you think that if you invest more, you have more grow, you are in the bad way. That is my personal advice. Be careful. Follow people like Nakeji because he has integrity. And when people say, charge the money of credit card to buy stock or cryptocurrency, it's crazy. Don't follow this advice because the security, you need to pay charge, you need to pay the interest rate, and you need to pay the money back of the credit card. Are absolutely not sure that you receive the interest that you say. This is my advice. This is me. This is Giuseppe. I'm complete. Thank you.
Yeah. I think I'm going to, I don't know. You know, that credit card thing. Me, I only keep one credit card and that's an Amex, and it's because it's a business card. You know, I use it and the points on there are crazy. And for my life, for my lifestyle, it works perfectly.
But, you know, there's some people, like, if you know you don't have strong money management skills, listen, crypto is about self-awareness, man. The community is about you understanding your impact when you do certain things. So how much more so the impact that you need to understand on what you're doing to yourself. If you know you already don't have money management skills, lack of money management skills feeds into to vices like, for example, gambling. So if you are not good with money, the last thing you should be doing is using one vice to leverage another, especially when it comes to altcoins. It's one thing if we're talking about BTC, and we could talk about that as the day goes on. But when you're dealing with the volatility of these coins, when I'm telling you, a lot of us just bought Shiba because people just kept on talking about Shiba. Just same thing with Doge. I bought up Doge last year in November. Okay, Doge has been around for years and years and years. It didn't just start when Elon discovered it. It's been around. It's just been sitting kind of dormant. But the actual, the reason that I invested in it, it was because the actual papers, like, it made sense. The actual technology makes sense. It's actually a really good transactional coin. All right, if you don't know anything about it, like, it's like we've been looking for that one coin that we can finally just say, hey, I'm going to have this on a debit card and I'm going to swipe. It was XRP. And then they started kind of, you know, acting up. They use XRP on a day-to-day. They used to use XRP on a day-to-day basis out in China, you know, just to buy coffee and simple things like that. So ever since then, I've been looking for something that kind of like that would work at that level. Because if I can see that future, then I'm going to invest in the product because I believe in the problem it's trying to solve. And that's really what crypto has been about. However, most people are trying to get into it now for that get rich quick thing. You know, I heard Andrew talk before and I'm so proud of him because the way he's talking, you know, he has done the due diligence. He's learned that. But if you have not done due diligence, don't put yourself in a bad situation, end up having, you know, I don't know, overnight diarrhea or something like that, because now not only are you in debt in your bank account, your actual cash money, but you're also in debt in credit cards. It's just not the lifestyle you need to be living. That's just, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. So I totally agree, Giuseppe. However, if you're on top of your finances and you understand how it works and you pay your bills normally anyway, just understand that if you are going to use a credit card, this is what I would advise you. Swap it out for something. If you know every single week, you buy sneakers every single week, use that money instead to invest, because that's money that you're already used to spending. Don't add to your debt. Swap something out. Make a sacrifice for it, because you know what? When you're swapping something out that you usually buy every single week, it makes you more cognizant of the money that you're investing, as in, hey, I'm not having this anymore because this is what I'm getting instead. And those sort of things make you pay attention to what's going on, because again, this is the first time I'm even like even dipping my toe into the concept of trading, just because I'm starting to see where the pattern recognition aspect is. And just like I've been saying, that is my bread and butter right there. So Giuseppe, thank you so much for sewing that into the space, brother. You are awesome. And you already know your home right here. So okay, let's just do a quick reset. This is Shiba to 1 cent, you know, head emoji explosion thing. Time to buy or sell. I want to hear these kind of concepts as well. If you guys have other coins that you guys have discovered that you are thinking could possibly, this is not a shilling space. However, this is a shilling space. Come and tell us about it, but, you know, do it respectfully. As well, we're not financial advisors. We're just here to really literally just kind of watch the charts, talk about it. And I want to hear about trading as well. If you have questions, I know some of you guys have literally fundamental questions. Like, you've never gotten into crypto. You've been looking for the space that you can come and talk freely and you feel safe here. Please know that you are safe and we're going to give you the best information that we possibly can. Again, we are not financial advisors. And another disclaimer that my girl Terry always makes sure to tell me to say, listen, whenever you're in a crypto space like this, which is another reason why I start these rooms off private, and we'll open it up soon. But the reason that I start off these rooms private is because I want to make sure that we are safe and we're being serious about this kind of conversation. All right. Whenever you're in rooms like this, this is what ends up happening. You come up here and you talk about how you're new to the crypto space and this is what you've learned and blah, blah, blah. And you know, you're still learning, and but you hope that you won't make any mistakes. And then this is what's going to happen. Somebody's going to slide in your DM like, hey, you know, I heard you in that room and I have some tips for you. Have you ever heard of blah, 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 .com? Listen, just send me some. Listen, those are scammers. They're scammers. You want to know how I know they're scammers? Because if they really had the deets, they would come up here on stage and they would say it with their whole chest for the whole room to hear. If they're sliding in your DM, but they won't come on stage, just take that as a sign. Just take that as a sign, my beloved. And I'll continue to make that disclaimer throughout the day. Yo, if you guys are not following my girl Terry in position 6, follow her not only on here, but on Twitter. Guys, we need to also dominate the Twitter spaces with this. You got to have at least 1,000 followers. So let's see if we can get each other up. Let's be following each other. And as much as I always say the normal, follow the mods, of course. Follow one another. Everybody here is trying to learn. And if these people are in crypto spaces, they may lead you into a new space that will educate you as well. So let's go ahead and keep the conversation going. LA, I saw you a mic, boo. The mic is yours next. Go for it. Oh, yeah. And real quick, follow Crypto World. I forgot to say that. Hit the bell icon. Hit the house icon at the top. Join the club. Go for it, LA.
Okay, two things. First of all, is his room being recorded? And second of all, if you have an Android and can't get to what you're posting, where can I go to get it?
Okay. First question. You know, all the spaces on Crypto World are always recorded. That's another thing I gotta make sure. All the spaces here are always recorded because the level of education that we give, we gotta be able to spread that around. We gotta be able to make sure people can access it. So even if you came late, I'll let you guys know. You can go to Nkechi.club. Nk. Oh, I guess I can put the link at the top. But my favicon is blurry. I discovered that last night. I want to put it up. Nkechi.club. Become a member because this is one of the audios that I'm gonna make sure to upload. I'm gonna prioritize it, and it'll have this title. So just look out for it. And subscribe and all that stuff, and you'll see the audio there so that you can get this information. And then the other thing, LA, okay, so actually that's true. I'll start jotting down the websites that are listed here, guys. I already am jotting them down. And then maybe I'll have like a downloadable or something like that, and I'll see if I can post it at the top at the end of the room or something.
Perfect. Thank you.
I got you,
you're
sis.
Always on top of things. That's why I love you.
I love you too. Yo, do you have any, like, ask some real-time questions, guys. Listen, LA, be the voice for the fundamental people in the audience. What is a question? Dish a question. Let's answer that, and then we can go back. We can kind of do like a ping pong thing. We can go back into discussion. Then you can dish a question. Then we can go back into discussion. And my man Bradley's here. We need some breath work at some point, so maybe we'll give him like 10 minutes to get us through, these things. What's up, LA?
Yo, breathe deep, friends. Breathe deep.
Woosah.
Oh my God.
We do a hybrid. You know how we move around here, Chris. What's up,
yo, breathe deep, friends. Breathe deep.
Woosah.
Oh my God.
We do a hybrid. You know how we move around here, Chris. Yo, LA, pop us with a question. Let's go.
Okay. I'm just getting started. So I was reading the information about privacy on that cointhing.com, and they have they'll trade your face recognition, your home address, your email. They trade everything. And that kind of stopped me for a moment. Is that the norm?
Are you talking about Coinbase?
Yes.
Man, listen, those T's and C's, man, those terms and conditions. It wasn't the norm when I started off. It wasn't the norm, but you're talking about, you know, Coinbase is now a publicly traded company. You know what I'm saying? Hey, LA, sorry, I'm gonna catch your mic real quick. I love you. Coinbase is a publicly traded company. So once a company is public, as far as I'm concerned, I might as well just be giving my information straight to the FBI. But on the other side, they already have your information, to be honest with you. Guys, anytime your phone hangs up, this is a joke, but anytime your phone hangs up while you're talking to somebody and it suddenly cuts off, that's the NSA hanging up because your conversation was boring. Like, that's literally what my saying is when it comes to them. So the question is, are you fine with Coinbase making money off of it? It's essentially the deal. But yo, I want to hear some other, if you have an answer to a question, feel free to unmic and just, you know, respectfully unmic and give us your input.
Hi, Nkechi. This is Rosalyn. I'll wait to the next person. Oh, I can wait to the next.
No problem. Yeah, some answers to this question if you have some input. Who was that a mic before?
Super Nerd.
Go for it.
I was going to say to LA is, first things first, your phone is already snitching on you. Let me just level set that expectation. I work in tech. I have friends in cybersecurity. Here's the thing, right? The minute that you sign up, whether you put your email address or your phone number in something, 1,000 other data points related to who you are go into a database, whether it is for government security purposes or because somebody in marketing wants to data mine you to eventually market something to you. It is a reason why we think that businesses are stalking us when we say something to our friends and then all of a sudden Fashion Nova won't. Right. But here's the thing, right? When it comes to crypto, in quotation marks, right? Crypto investors and traders are considered rebels because you are in essence providing a new form of financial autonomy that isn't federally regulated. So
how dare you free the people? How dare you?
So it is concerning to regulatory bodies that all of a sudden they don't dictate what success and wealth looks like. And so they have to monitor that. Now, with September 11th, everybody's information became government information. Let me just level set that expectation, right? So with the implementation of the TSA and all of that good stuff, your face, your fingerprint, you know, every time that you go to a doctor, it all goes into a super database. So the choice that you make when you go onto these platforms, yes, please read the terms and conditions on every platform that you use and make a decision about how much access you want to give that platform based on your purpose for that platform. But when it comes to crypto, my recommendation is recognize that it is an uncomfortable space to be in if you are not comfortable with being a nonconformist. You have to be very comfortable coloring outside of the lines. If you are a traditionalist, crypto is going to terrify you because number one, when you go on these platforms, they're going to be like, first of all, we need you to scan a utility bill. We need you to put up a government ID. So if they ask you for a government ID, they already know what your face looks like because there are
what are they comparing it to if they don't?
Yeah, I mean, I look like I got dragged through a bush backwards in my government ID, so you know. It's a bit of a catfish situation when you meet me in person because you're like, that's you?
A reverse catfish, reverse catfish.
Right? But the thing is, you're going to have to provide that information, and it's a two-way street. Part of the reason why is you are basically entering into a community of individuals who are investing in the future of finance. So when you give your information, it's not about the exchange having access to it. It's about everybody else in that exchange feeling like they can trust you with their future and their dreams. So yes. If you go into any other investment opportunity that is a group investment opportunity, because that is what these tokens are in decentralized finance, you walk into an office, you shake hands, you end up telling people about your kids and what you did on the weekend. Now, facial recognition means that when you walk into the room for the 10th time, we know who you are. And there are a lot of people on these exchanges who do not operate with integrity, which is why the hacks that have happened on exchanges before are concerning and why a lot of these exchanges are now starting to require a lot more security information. It's not because they want to show up at your door at 2:00 in the morning and steal your dog. It's because they simply want to ensure that if somebody does not respect the...
Hey, loves. Welcome to the other side. I hope you're enjoying the journey so far. If there are episodes you haven't listened to yet, make sure to check them out next. And if you haven't already, make sure you visit us at www.nkechi.club to join our community by becoming a member. That's nkechi.club. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. I hope that something you heard today touched you. And until the next time, please remember, you are loved. You are valued, and we couldn't do this without you.